So the Leo full moon that we are experiencing in the next few days is bringing up so much stuff in the collective right now. And a full moon is a completion cycle from when we had the new moon in Leo in August. And while the love and light version of the Leo full moon dictates that we are courageous in our actions, in evolutionary astrology, the Leo full moon and the Leo archetype is all about childhood wounds. It represents the father because it is ruled by the sun. It represents family. It represents ego. And it comes with a side of being flamboyant. And it rules over the fifth house, which is I create. So it's all your creativity. And if we think about how creativity is formed, it's also about your joy, the pure joy of children. And the polarity to that is Aquarius. They sit opposite on the nodal axis. And Aquarius is high-end creativity. And Aquarius has two rulers. It has an ancient ruler, which is Saturn, and it has a modern ruler, which is Uranus. And Saturn's all about the rules and restrictions, and the childlike archetype of Leo does not like rules and restrictions, while Uranus is a very fast-moving planet, and it likes to turn over creativity super fast. And it's all about how we modernize and revolutionize all of those parts of the archetype. So how is that manifesting in the collective? The Leo archetype is all about doing the inner work and healing those childhood wounds. And what do childhood wounds look like? Well, especially for the children that weren't seen and weren't heard, it can actually look quite painful. It can feel quite painful as well. And a full moon illuminates everything. It illuminates where we have hidden and skipped past those parts. And those parts can actually look like abandonment, rejection, fear of love, and not being included. And while Aquarius season is all about inclusivity, how you fit into social groups, friendship groups, and communities, and what it feels like to be rejected from those. And while this sounds quite negative, and societal norms tell us to remove our triggers so we are no longer triggered, really, this Leo full moon is asking you to, and it's an invitation for you to lean into that, to actually lean into your triggers and figure them out. This has kind of been the last 6 months' energy around the new moon and the full moon in Leo, and what work you've done around that. Now, if you're not one for the inner work, and some people just aren't, this can manifest in a myriad of ways. And one of the ways that these social media and the collective reject this wound is through unfollowing and removing anything that triggers them. And if you are not triggered right now, in essence, you should be. There is pure gold in triggers, especially when we lean into them and we try and figure out where they came from, because that is the healing process. But if we just remove the triggers and we fold them up and we put them in our back pocket, they come out in these really bratty ways. They come out in ways where you don't feel supported, your work doesn't feel supported, your creativity doesn't feel supported, your weirdness, your uniqueness, and all the things that make you, you. And when we live in this cancel culture of, well, this triggers me, I don't want to see it, all we're really seeing is control issues flaring. And for the children that were never seen or heard, control issues are all that we have. While you can control your content, I think digging deeper in this Leo full moon is the gold of the season, because it's going to allow you to lean in and take a good look at how you actually do your inner work and the self-worth around that inner work. And also having compassion around the inner work, because it's not for everybody. Doing the inner work around family, creativity, how you show up to the world, which is Aquarius. Leo full moon is that invitation to step in and lean in. And Aquarius season is all about the invitation. And when we do that work around the inner child, it actually makes adulting a little bit easier, because it removes blocks. And Leo is about me, myself, and I. And some people at the moment in the collective are very much in that phase. And that's not a bad phase to be in, but removing those inner child blocks stop it from being about you projecting outwards and saying you triggered me. And that's just projection. And projection is at an all-time high, rather than accepting why you were triggered, and that is on you. These are massive themes that are playing out across social media at the moment. It's the reactivity of the Leo full moon. It's fire, it's reactive, it's bratty, it's actually quite unsustainable. Aquarius season is accountability and taking the accountability of why you're triggered. And while we see themes of comparison play out at this time of year, and we are told to be compassionate about that, maybe asking the question of why you feel like you have to compare yourself to other people. But January, in essence, is that, you know, it's a very triggering month. It's mental health month. It's the dead of winter where the nights are long, the days are short, and there's massive, massive restrictions around seeing friends, family, social groups. And Capricorn season is the spillover into Aquarius season around how we earn. And if that is restricted at the moment, then this time period could feel very triggering. But again, this Leo full moon is that invitation to lean in and clear out those triggers. And it's definitely a time to unfollow social media accounts that don't make you feel good. In essence, isn't that just saying that you want the support, but you don't want to support and you feel entitled to be supported? If we're doing superficial level, then really you are just removing those triggers. But if we look deeper at it, is it really that? And entitlement is a childhood trigger. So yeah, you should totally be triggered at the moment. And if you're not, where is the work? Where is the gold? Where is the evolution of your soul? Where is the growth? And the Leo full moon is asking you to look at where is your growth been in the last 6 months and identifying that. But more importantly, making it healthy and understanding what is healthy to you, what is toxic to you. Currently, at the moment, we have around four planets, maybe five planets in air. And air is immutable. It's a mutable element, which makes it very changeable. And whilst the astrology isn't massively complex, the feelings that it brings with it are complex, because whenever we're dealing with the Leo archetype, it brings up those complex emotions, feelings, thoughts that if they're abandoned and they're not dealt with, it doesn't really leave a lot of space to bring in that growth. Understanding where the Leo archetype sits in your birth chart is gold. Because that will give you some indication into what house and what area of life that is coming up for you right now. If anybody wants to find out where Leo sits in their chart, there is a link in my bio where you can get your birth chart and you can investigate for yourself. And the Leo archetype is played out on Pinterest as you should be strong, you should be courageous, you should be brave. And while all of those things are true, beneath the surface is always a little bit more complex. So if you're feeling any complexity around how you are feeling, then understanding your Leo will definitely put that in perspective for you. This Leo full moon is followed by a Mercury in retrograde, and that Mercury in retrograde is the first one of this year, and it's here in air season, and it's all air, which means it's all mental. And it's going to give us that ability to do that emotional processing around how we've been feeling in the last 6 months as we head in deep, deep into Aquarius season, and we are heading towards a stellium in Aquarius. And a stellium is when three or more planets sit in one sign, and we have seven planets sitting in Aquarius in the next few weeks, which is a lot of air, which is a lot of processing, which is a lot of mental. And air is all about clearing space. So what space have you cleared in the last 6 months around your wounding, around family, and where that now sits for you?